she was teaching a little tiny workshop that was kind of the seed of what I now teach. And I went into that workshop thinking I would be the last person in the world who could do it. And when we actually got into the meditation, I mean, it's a form of concentrated prayer. And I can explain that far, far better. And we actually have the luxury of time.
We do.
Oh, it's beautiful. But when we made the connection to the dog, because I want to answer your initial question, I started taking pages and pages of notes, and I started crying, and I couldn't stop. So she had asked us, has this dog ever had puppies?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's so many things that I want to tell you, and there's so many things to talk about. But basically, what I did is I merged consciousness with the dog so that I'm in her body looking out her eyes. Now
wow.
We have far more sophisticated ways to describe that. But in that moment, I found myself in the dog's history. One way to look at it could be memory banks, but I don't think that's really a sufficient explanation. What we're talking about is holographic information, that every living being on the planet is having a holographic experience of life on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking in pictures, they're feeling feelings, and they have sensation in their bodies. So I went into the dog's experience, asked the question about the puppies. I found myself skimming 2 feet off the ground because I was in her body. And she was in front of a trailer home with an enormous pine tree in front. And I ran over and sniffed a pine cone. And the pine cone smelled better than anything I've ever smelled in my life. And I worked with a dog trainer on the BBC once who said, and this has been confirmed many times since I first heard it, if you unrolled a dog's nasal passages, they'd be the size of a football field. And if you unraveled a human's nasal passages, they'd be the size of a postage stamp.
So you were actually able to feel the heightened, tremendously heightened sense of smell that we all know a dog has.
Right. And then, as her, through her eyes, I ran over to a chain link fence, and behind the chain link fence was a black lab mix type dog. And I felt this incredible love for him. And then I felt a gush of sadness, and I heard the words, Mother took me away in the divorce. And then I went forward in time and asked about the puppies. And in her body, I looked down and saw an incision on my abdomen and felt excruciating pain. You know, most vets send these animals home without painkillers.
Yeah.
And a hysterectomy hurts. So I felt her pain, and I heard the words, if I had ever wanted to have puppies, it would have been with him. But Mother had to move us in the divorce. And she said, now that I can't have babies, I take care of all the neighborhood cats.
Well, now, the implication of that is, though, that that dog understood divorce.
Absolutely.
They certainly would understand a parting. But did they actually, would you actually say that they understood the concept of divorce?
Oh, sure. How could they not?
Well, I can understand they would certainly be aware of the parting, the fact that it occurred. But to understand the actual concept of divorce is another jump.
All right, well, let's say that here is this animal who's witnessing the fights, the tears, the pain.
Sure.
That were going on in the relationship in the household before the divorce.
Sure.
They're feeling the feelings of the people. So they're already picking up all that energetically. They know exactly what the people are thinking and feeling. I mean, if we take away the idea of outer edges of things, and we start looking at what could be called implicate order instead of explicate order. Explicate order is looking at something and seeing the outer edge, the form.
Mm-hmm.
Implicate order is seeing inside the energetic field and feeling inside the energetic field. Then if all living beings are thinking in pictures, when your cat looks at you, your head might as well be a television set. They can see the thoughts. They can feel your feelings.
All right. Then they have a better defined sense of psychic ability naturally than we do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the human animal is the only one that's taken himself out of the chain, out of the harmony of nature, so that we're not aware. I think that what I teach people to do is to reconnect with that awareness. Intrinsically, we all have it. I think that it's more likely that we shut it out. It's so painful that we shut it out.
So you actually can put yourself inside, for example, a dog, and feel yourself rolling along at a couple of feet off the ground, smelling a pine cone or whatever else a dog might smell. So you actually know how a dog feels.
Sure.
And what it senses.
And what we call gestalt, the body scan, is being able to go into the body and slowly feeling your way through every organ, every muscle, so that you can discover what's going on physically inside this animal. There's no other way to find out whether it's a psychological problem or a health problem.